You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. And now we are lucky enough to be joined by Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Joins us every week on Tuesdays. What's going on, Ross? Thanks for hopping on.
I am doing great, Tom. Hugh, great to talk with you guys.
So, Ross, I'm kind of curious. Did you see this offense that they ran Sunday similar to the one that they ran Monday night? Or was there some definitive differences in it?
Well, I think the definitive difference is just the volume of under center. It's really actually wild that the offense was pretty similar for the first 13 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then week 14 in the Monday night game, you saw some route combinations, some crossing routes. It was much less just the isolation routes outside the numbers. They got a lot more intricate, I guess is one way to describe it, with some of the route combinations. There were more crossing patterns, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And they moved the ball way more effectively that night than they had been. Unfortunately, the five turnovers killed them. And then on Sunday, I think they had 30 snaps under center, which is the most that Sirianni has ever had, which means that's the most that Jalen Hurts has ever had. And so I am a big fan right now of some of the ways in which the Eagles offense is trending schematically. First of all, I believe in some of the things they're doing, but secondly, just getting these teams off the scent a little bit, you know? Like, I mean, people have kind of gotten so accustomed to so many of the RPOs and inside zone, out of the gun. I think, you know, I don't care how talented you are. If the other team has a pretty good idea of what's coming, that is really hard in the NFL. So now that there's a decent amount more variety and they're coming with the under center stuff, because here's the thing, because the Eagles don't do under center stuff that much, you really don't know what's coming. Mm. And then they had the shovel passes to Goddard, you know, the play action after under center. Skies were wide open at times. I see that all across the place in the NFL. So I came away, you know, I know the Raiders stink, but I would say schematically very encouraged.
So I'm kind of curious because, like, it feels like the under center is the biggest difference for you. What is the biggest difference, Ross? Because, you know, being a defender, you know, either under center and shotgun, whatever, it don't make a difference. You know, it's all pass. But what is the biggest difference from being under center as opposed to being in shotgun?
It's a huge difference on multiple levels. The first one is, I don't care what they say, I think defensive linemen are thinking more run, either consciously or subconsciously, mm-hmm. when you're under center than they are pass. I think the sell from the offensive linemen on the play action pass part of it. Well, let me take a step back. Mm-hmm. First of all, there's a lot more runs that you can call under center than you can in the gun. Yeah. There's a limited menu of runs out of the gun with an offset back. It's like a high percentage, just inside zone, away from the offset back. There's a couple of other things they put in there, but they're usually not as effective. Under center, you have a huge menu of runs, and the Eagles, by the way, use some of those different runs in this game. So that's number one. Number two, because of that, I think the defensive line and linebackers are thinking run more, and so when you do any type of play action or boot, you can really sell it harder as an offensive lineman. And once I was not a great player, but if I sell run and the defensive lineman, no matter how good they were, Hugh, they believe it's run for the first half a second, mm-hmm. they're not getting a sack. You know, it's just too hard to transition rush at that point if they're playing, you know, if they're playing run the first second of the play. So that's big. And then even like, you know, when they have Hurts put the ball in the running back's belly, those are not really play action passes when he's in the gun. Mm-hmm. Those are like RPOs. It feels very token. Right when he's putting the ball in Saquon's belly, it feels half-hearted. You can tell from the offensive line that it's not really going to be a run. When you're under center and you're doing play action off of like an outside zone look, and the O lineman's keeping their helmets down and they're really selling it, if you think about it, the linebackers and safeties and D-line, they don't really know it's a pass for like a full second and a half. So that's a major difference in terms of a second and a half for the receivers and tight end to run their routes before the linebackers and safeties figure it out, as opposed to a token, I don't know, quarter of a second when you're in the gun.
Yeah, and obviously that's a big part of it to help that offense keep the defense on their toes. Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, joining us now. Ross, when you look at the offense as well, you know, it feels like there's been a confidence that's lacking. I mean, the five-game stretch, they really weren't playing well. They are able to have a game like they had on Sunday against the Raiders. As an offensive player, how important is that, and how important is it for them to keep building off of what they did positively on Sunday?
You know, Tom, I was thinking about this a lot right before I, you know, called in with you guys. This is a massive game on Saturday. Massive.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And I know no one's going to look at it that way because they're just going to talk about, oh, they only need to win one. Or, you know, Cowboys lose one and they're the 3 seed and blah, blah, blah. I think if the Eagles go out there and really look good against the Commanders, then you are building some significant momentum going into Buffalo and going into the end of the season. If they go out there against Washington Saturday and lay an egg and lose that game, it's almost like the Raiders game didn't happen. I mean, I know in the records, in the standings it did, and they'll still very likely win the NFC East, but all of the positive vibes, all of the discussion we're having about some of the cool things that they did schematically, if they go down to Washington and lay an egg and lose to Marcus Mariota and the Commanders, it's almost like Sunday's win over the Raiders didn't even happen from a vibe standpoint.
Yeah, and I think that's something they need to keep building off of, Ross. And one more for you here, and just got to ask you, because we have obviously focused so much on this offense, but this defense is really incredible. And what they did on Sunday, shutting out the Raiders, 75 yards of offense, which, I mean, I can't remember a total that low. What can you say about this defense and what they've been able to do, really, over a two-year span here?
The defense is what makes me feel like they are still a legitimate Super Bowl contender, because they're good enough on that side of the ball that I feel like, you know, even against some of these good teams, the Rams or the Seahawks or whoever, I feel like the defense could hold these teams in check and that the Eagles could win a low to moderately scoring game, you know, and it feels like they're just getting better at certain spots. I mean, this find with Brandon Graham, you know, two sacks and a tackle for loss.
That's pretty impressive.
In seven snaps at D-tackle. I mean, it only took us 16 years to figure out his best position might be D-tackle.
Right.
I'm joking, of course, but it was really fun to watch. You know, they have – somebody asked me recently about, like, if I had to go to bat for one Eagle for All-Pro or Pro Bowl. The crazy thing is I think it would be a battle in my mind between Quinion and Cooper DeJean. It's just crazy to think that this team with all the great offensive linemen and Saquon and AJ, if someone said who would you stand on the table for and say this guy is a Pro Bowler, I would have to debate between two second-year cornerbacks, which is just remarkable, especially where they got him. I mean, to get Quinion in the 20s and Cooper in the second round, and here they are, you know, in their second years, where I would not be shocked at all. I don't even remember how the All-Pro ballot goes. I don't know if they have a designated nickelback or not. But you could make a really strong argument that one of the two corners and the nickelback on the first team All-Pro are Eagles second-year players in Quinion Mitchell and Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they've drafted pretty well on the defensive side of the ball the last couple of years. Quinion Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, I mean, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith. It's pretty crazy, the amount of talent on that side of the ball. But Ross Tucker hosts the Ross Tucker Football Podcast at Ross Tucker NFL, where you can find him on Twitter. Thanks a lot for hopping on, Ross. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Ross.
Of course. Always great to talk with you guys.
All right, take it easy. There goes Ross Tucker. Insightful, as always. Love talking to Ross about football and some interesting takes on both sides of the ball. And this defense, it is incredible how much young talent they've accumulated here.
Yeah, I mean, it's more bang for your buck. No question about
it.
Yeah,
for sure. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Coming up next, we'll carry Nick Sirianni's press conference. Also tell you something Dave Dombrowski just said about their outfield signing, Adolis Garcia. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio, alongside Hugh Douglas, is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.